Not all who die are gone forever. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Irina Tucones, assistant professor of Latin American Studies at Cornell University, examines those who remain in one way or another.
On March 5, 2013, Nicolás Maduro announced on national television the death of Hugo Chávez, Venezuela's former president and a key political actor in the turn to the left experienced by Latin American democracies at the start of the 21st century. Chávez's death, however, was not the end of Chávez's life. He lingers in Venezuela's public, private, and digital spaces in the form of ghostly eyes and signatures painted on the walls of buildings, tattoos drawn on arms and foreheads, toys, memes, and a hologram haunting the streets of the country's capital. Unlike the ghosts that frighten us or that appear unexpectedly to unsettle the status quo and remind us of the violent histories we have forgotten, Chávez's ghost is not as scary, and his apparitions are not eventful. He's an ordinary ghost, the sort of ghost that is easy to live with, the kind you forget it is even there. That forgetting, however, comes at a cost. I ask, what happens when the state brings the dead back to life? Focusing on contemporary Venezuela and the ways the state and the people routinely work together to conjure Chávez's ghost and imbue it with political and social power, I analyze how ghosts can help the state secure its survival and ground its authority in moments of crisis, such as the one Venezuela is currently experiencing, riddled with political tensions and uncertainty. As I explore different dimensions of what it means to live with these state-manufactured ghosts, I also wonder what listening to them and being constantly under their gaze does to our ability to imagine political futures that are radically different from the ones we know, the ones that these heroic ghosts subtly but strongly insist are the only ones we are allowed to have and to want.
And that was Irina Tucones of Cornell University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.